Bomb 2 Tango Mobile. AW Mobile. Hey, Rusty.
W2T.
You let me know, because I'm over at where Taylor's goes in the Greenville.
A hole by my house, so, you know, it's what it is. Anyway, good afternoon, Dave. Good afternoon, I think Steve is the other one in there. W2T.
Somebody else in there. Go ahead, Steve.
And for VWA is, I don't know, he doesn't want to talk to us, Dave.
Rusty, I never heard him.
Are you monitoring two, have you got a dual VFW and monitoring two stations, or two frequencies?
He's up on my radio, so I mean, he may have been on the other one.
He said, yeah, I put my call out on White Oak. So that, here I'm looking at my radio going, how did he hear me? I was over on White Oak. Okay.
Dual band radio, Steve, you know, those that have two bands that you can do cross band and all that thing type stuff. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, that explains why I didn't hear him. I thought you were making him up, Rusty, because I never heard him. Because he was over on White Oak instead of over here. So that makes sense now.
Wasn't there, Rusty, was dual VFO?
That's true. And I can listen on both of them if I want to. Usually I turn one down, and of course right now while I'm talking on this one, the other is muted, so I don't go out on both of them, but, and I don't hear other people coming in on it. But that, you know, got to go out to the optometrist's office, to the optician's office, and get my frames adjusted. I had a mosquito, and I swung at it the other day and caught my glasses frame instead of the mosquito, but, oh well, they'll adjust them back for me. Go ahead, Dave.
Listen, Marty, only because I'm in Greenville, and it's really, really scratchy where I am. W4DJW, working.
Another, I can just picture you swatting your glasses on your head there, Rusty. Goodness, ain't nothing we all haven't done. And I'm in my van today. And that's kind of why it caught me by surprise, because I took my dual VFO radio out of my truck, and I put my 857D in there, so I can only monitor one frequency at a time now in the truck. And but it is kind of nice being able to do HF from my truck. That's actually quite fun.
To do it, I'm going to try to. I've got the antennas and I've got the I've got a radio. I've got my 7200. I want to get it. Somebody get them to take a look at it, check it out for me, and then I'm going to fix it up so I can put it in the car here somewhere, and then I'll have HF capability in the car, which will be nice also.
Tried to operate that 857D in a diesel truck that I had. It was a Ram 2500, and I could not. And matter of fact, I researched it through the dealership, and I researched it several places. And finally, when most of my sources all said, "Well, you can't get past it in that truck," I had injector noise. That thing just like a machine gun all the time that the engine was running. Shut the motor off and it was perfect. So I just couldn't run that 857 in that diesel truck.
And one person who was able to mount their 857 in their diesel pickup truck and was able to run it while they were in motion. And after I had a chance to look at all of the grounding and everything that he did on that truck to get it to go, it was unbelievable what he had to do to get that to work. And he got it to work. But like I said, that's the only guy I've ever heard that ever got an 857 to work in a diesel. And he lives down in Georgia, and I don't see him that often. But when I go down to Florida, he lives close enough. He'll come down to where my sister lives in that area, and we'll meet up for lunch sometime. So, but he showed me what he did, and I'll tell you what, he's got enough grounding strap on that vehicle that you could ground, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 houses with it.
It wasn't a Dodge, was it?
I what version of diesel it was. It may have been a Dodge. I don't know. All I know is he had trouble with it when he first installed it. And then he went back and he started grounding. And he ground some up, put some more ground straps on here, there, and everywhere. And then he dried it for a while, and the noise would be a little bit less. And then he was still picking up stuff, so he'd go back and put some more somewhere else around it. And, that's the first time I ever seen somebody run grounding straps from one side of his pickup truck bed to the other side of his pickup truck bed underneath the truck. And, he was using that 1-inch wide stuff to do that with.
I know what you mean. I had that Ram grounded in either 8 or 9 different places, and it didn't even help at all. But on that Ram truck, the noise was actually coming from the coils of the electric injectors. And with everywhere that I searched, I did not run across anyone that was successful of damping the coil noise from those injectors.
I don't know what Bob, where his problem started coming out, but when I ran into him about 2-3 years ago when I was down in Florida, he had come down there for something. I had met him a couple of years prior to that down at Orlando at the Hamfest down there. And I had a chance to, talk with him, and we got to be friends over the air. And he bought that truck brand new, and he mounted his 857 in there. And he said from day one, that sucker he couldn't get over the noise level of it. He didn't say what it was. I've forgotten what kind of truck, which model, which manufacturer it was, but he finally got it going, and until the day he sold the truck, which was just about 3 weeks ago, he was able to travel for 2 years with that truck all over the place, and he was able to work HF with the engine running and everything else. And he took it to some very cold places, because he ended up working up in upstate New York for 3 months of December, January, and February 2 years ago.
Well, I'm glad I'm a semi-retread, because, my days of having to run up into the cold, that's over with. Well, are you still out there, Dave, W4DAW?
Over to the west side of Greenville, and you guys are sounding a lot better now. W4DJW.
I wanted to let you know that I've got my first appointment on my little trek to yours this morning, and I bought myself a little bit different type of device that I can just slip into my pocket and do the same thing that your watch does from time to time.
Well, might have been with Rusty, but it sounded like two cats with their tails tied together throwing over a clothesline. But I got the tail into yours, Steve. Go ahead, Rusty, if that was you.
I was just signing with y'all because I was pulling in here at the Lens Crafters. I need to go in and get my frames adjusted. Talk to you later. W2T.
Bad on glasses. Have a good afternoon. Anyhow, Dave, what I was saying was is I just completed my first visit and step in investigating the same little issue that you had, and I bought myself a little gadget that goes right in my pocket will transmit out to my guy, that way I can on the spot give him what he needs, the same as your watch.
Yeah, I was telling Amy about that, and she said there is something you can get for those other ones that will do the same thing. I told her, yeah, but they're about $600. But I'm hoping that one didn't cost that much. But if it did, it's still worth it. So have you had that experience yet again, or you've been stable so far?
I'll tell you about it off the air, and yes, I have, and it was quite severe.
Look at that. But hopefully it'll... Hopefully he can do the same thing for you that it did for me, because it did make a difference.
Tell me. Reduced by 50%, 75%, 100%?
Been building up for the past 2 or 3 years. I think I told you that. Like it would be just once a quarter there in the very beginning. And then it got to where it was, you know, like 2 or 3 times a quarter. Then it was like every week. And then it was like a couple of times a week. And that's when I was down there at Florida. My father-in-law told me to put his watch on. And that's when we finally figured out what was going on. And now the difference is, the delta is that I'll go a quarter now, and I might go into it once. So it's like back to once a quarter. Maybe twice. Once or twice a quarter. But I think that's because I sometimes... My alarm goes off that says it's 8 o'clock, it's time to take your nighttime dose, and sometimes they say, okay, it's upstairs, I'm downstairs. I'll do that when I go upstairs. And when I go upstairs, I'm not thinking about it, because it's like an hour later. So I think that's my fault.
Well, we'll converse about the rest of that, you know, off on the on a hard line later on. So, yep, so how's everything else going? I'm gonna be out flying sometime this week before Sunday.
I'm good. I'm officially retired now. This is the month of my birthday, so I filled out and was approved. Got approved to be retired, so I am officially retired. I'm enjoying that. And this quarter, the quarterly results, is the first quarter since November of 2021 that our nation has had a positive GDP. And that is reflected in the stock market, which makes it a very good day. So, and the sun is shining, and it's a blue sky. And the world is good, unless you're in Ukraine. The world is good.
The Ukraine thing is scary in itself. You did hear about the 101st.
Hey, four different news channels, well, actually six different news channels, four of them primarily and two of them. I kind of like doing Six Sigma. The two extremes I throw out, they go on either end, and I watch four in the middle. So what did I miss?
First Airborne Division, Screaming Eagles, has been redeployed back to Romania. For the first time in 80 years since World War II. And they've got them, well, let's just say they're very close in.
They deployed along the Finland border between Finland and Russia. The ones that are doing their practice session, they're flaunting all of our aviation capabilities on the Russian border. Is that what you're talking about?
Down in a hole. I got to get up out of this hole before I can hear you clear, okay?
Okay, I'm down in a hole too, and I'm approaching a hill to come up out of it.
Back a little better.
Get out to the top of my hill too. Are you talking about where we're flying now? We've got some of our military guys over there on the Finland-Russia border, where they're flaunting our military capabilities in front of Russia right on their border. Is that what you're talking about?
And you do realize the 101st Airborne Division is a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I knew about that. Yeah, and I think that's a good thing. Right? And I think Russia's nowhere near what the world thought they were. But, and I think it's like if he does something, if he slips up and steps into that forbidden territory, I think it's going to be Katie by the door for Russia. And hopefully it'll be, that's why I'm talking to Amy about that, hopefully it'll be, you know, shorter than the 4-hour war that they had over there in the Middle East.
That may be, but, you know, I have absolutely no fear of Russia in a conventional theater. But what I do have a fear of is he has demonstrated, well, I won't draw that comparison, but he is not stable. And he does have his finger, the finger on the trigger for the nuclear boat.
Whereas he does not have the access to the trigger at all. He has to give the orders to the guys who are sick and tired of him. Right? And chances are that they'll pull that trigger are very, very low.
You are correct, my friend. But you know what? If he was to do something like that, you know, it's going to be everybody involved because, you know, China has got that cooperative agreement, you know, cooperative defense agreement with them now.
They do. Exactly. Yeah, which almost was lost during the last presidency. But I'm glad it wasn't lost. I'm glad it's still there and it's stronger than it's ever been. That's the only thing that Putin really accomplished was he unified NATO. He did the exact opposite of what he wanted to do. But I don't know. We found out that Russia used to be like one of the strongest armies. They were one of the strongest armies out there. And now the truth come out, they're probably one of the weakest, which is a good thing. So, and I think the sanctions, the people are getting tired of them. They're acting like they're not, but I think they are. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I just like to see it over with and without any nuclear interaction.
Me too. But I tell you what, did you hear about all the LPG?
You might be talking about something I did hear about, but that doesn't ring a bell.
Liquid propane gas. They're lined up. Do you remember how the freighters were lined up off of L.A. and San Francisco trying to get in to drop off goods in containers? Well, they're lined up the same way with liquid propane gas, which is what Europe and Germany and all those guys run on for the most part. And they got more gas lined up to come in now than they could have ever imported from the Russian gas line.
That is exactly what I heard. There's 26 ships sitting out there in the ocean waiting their turn to come in and unload. Now they have a surplus of fuel, so that's good. They won't be going cold this winter. Anyway, I'm at my destination, so I got to pay attention. I'm on the last 500 feet. I got to pay attention to the map here so I don't get lost. Anyway, good talking to you. Have a good day. I hope you get a handle on that other thing. That'd be 14.
You, me too. And, hey, think about some air time, flight time this weekend sometime. Sometime before the rain hits on Sunday. So, I'll be in touch. 73's K and 4VWA. I'm clear.
Yeah, I'm ready for that too. W4DJ, that'd be clear.
DJ Steve.